I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited show called Dexter Gordon in His Own Words. We're going to start with some other blues recorded in Baden, Switzerland in 1972. Dexter Gordon on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Bo Steef bass, and Ed Bigpen on drums. And one of the things about Dexter is how he slyly puts quotes from standards into his solos. So check these out.
Thank you.
We started the third hour of Dexter Gordon in his own words on Jazz Unlimited with some other blues. Dexter Gordon on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Bo Steef bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums, recorded at Baden, Switzerland in 1972. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. And one of the things about Dexter Gordon was he was influenced by Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. And then he turned around and he influenced John Coltrane. And then as his career went on, Coltrane influenced him. So he changed during his entire career after listening to other approaches by other players, which is a good thing. Always keep learning. Never sit around and be in one place. We've got another vocalese on a Dexter Gordon solo, and we're going to hear Society Red to close the show. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now you're going to hear him with a ballad, Your Blasé. He's heard here on tenor with an 11-piece ensemble with George Cables on piano and Sly at Hampton trombone and arranging. And it's a 1977 recording. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dexter Gordon in his own words on Jazz Unlimited. My name's Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with us tonight. We heard Your Blasé, played by Dexter Gordon on tenor with an 11-piece ensemble, arranged by Slide Hampton, and George Cables is the piano soloist in addition to Dexter. It's a 1977 recording. We have Society Red coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear another vocalese on a great Dexter Gordon solo. This was on Donald Byrd's composition, Tanya. Kurt Elling calls this Tanya Jean. He's on vocal, Lawrence Hobgood, piano and synthesizer, Eric Hochberg, bass, and Paul Wertical on drums. Then we'll hear Dexter on Charlie Parker and bebop. And then finally, Our Love Is Here to Stay with Dexter on tenor, one of the founders of the bebop style, Bud Powell on piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And this is a 1963 recording following the station break.
Hips swaying to the beat, lips smacking honey sweet, magnolias in the street, dust under Tanya's feet. Dig with me this Jake, Lord, in every clip, name it Tanya G. Even in the thick, she'll never miss a trick. She's a royal queen. Swinging down the block, stopping every clock, wigging every scene. She's got a flock, a man in every dock, digging Tanya G. She never would think for once she would see that she has been undone. Never digging her brains and her beauty are more than the usual front. She could be swinging at Lily Tom, that it was acting like she was dumb. Up and running to run all the savages, no more than just a star. Come dancing with me in a little dream, Tanya Jean, said prophet man with one hand put away, and we will seek together the stolen vision, vision that was hidden by lovers gone and poets buried. Time swing over, gonging and banging late in life, like assembling a three ring, a new thing, telling time, telling tales, telling sighs, filling pails with alabaster springing. Here's your life upon a plate, regarding its fate, senility's rumored. How can you eat that, as the girl with a smirk? Don't you see how every day, come what may, it's growing, you jerk, you. And 30 centuries of sleeping won't make a dent in giving the time that it's needing. The victim of indices and muscle needs will bring about the stumbling of a beast with weaker knees. This I tell you, so dig it, don't wig it. Come along with me and envision the vision. Maybe then you will feel like the rumbling of a train on tracks 100 miles away. You can hear pretty clear, like the echoes of the footfalls of childhood in rooms. Like a fire, sire, like a pyre, a singing out of desire. Dark angelic bodies in a flying circus come bombing over Flanders fields. And what if talking drummers who can play just like Elvin never escape the mandibles of their mothers, keeping silence when screaming upwards from deep within his inner voice, crying into the vortex of night. Subtle terrors make writing a scrawling of dying wish notes. Time to make another adversary list up to the sky as you travel by. Suddenly bidding is asking, and then it's wishing. You can't stretch your arms out like a lord enfolding 1,000 stars. So dig it, and loneliness is rolling over levees like a suicidal tidal surge. Bending too strong of living is defensive. Meanwhile, intimacy calls us into dangers with a siren song of loving long in luxury to be. Secret, unnameable surgings of lust into what must always be. It's spilling over infinity to become behemoth, everything, everywhere, everyone, every time. The kingdom comes from ancient howling cries of mother gods. Screaming across the open plains of nothingness comes everything that might have been. Like great comets blasting through every dark sky. So what if L.T. Dexter's swinging has rarefied mid-Atlantic sounds of jazz in silk scarves and all fall-colored Paris nights? And Charlie Parker's with you. The wing and his of a girl, but toodle seeking, reaching through the thicker places in her head's intelligence is never ever surely this hard to find. Dig what I'm saying. Just because we'll never know the secret doesn't mean that we should find that we have sold ourselves like Joseph into bondage again. Time and again, until the end. My friend, take your practice powers and stretch them across the void. Until everything living has a chance to ponder every contradiction, that might be everyone's doable mission. Just like when Herbie's playing piano, then you can hear it cause he can play it. You don't forget it cause Herbie said it when he spoke like a child, playing jacks on the floor of a kitchen. And Hermann Hesse said it, you'll search for truth among the planets and never find a truer voice than that voice which is calling it out to you, calling you to at least become a human. Instead of being confounded by being, instead of surfing in the dirt like a serpent, go dance in the whirlwind for those who have heard it. God becomes a silence, huge and glowing, pouring from the deepest inner places inside of your heart. It's saying, go moaning and groaning and rolling, aloning, go rolling on the breast of earth. Report you truly all the lives you see there like a song. Growing golden ripe like the wheat. Take it, take this cup I'm passing to you. Drink it, think it, way down into the entrails of the game. What moves in secret is not ever nothing. If gateways of seeing were open, then we could see that everything always is just as it always is, infinitely infinite. But now you see time is growing short for me. Bow! Poof! Gone! The dreaming was over. But Prophet Man had put mind into motion. Dandy deep within her, just seemed to be the queen of a wheelie across the scene in which a body come a green. Like on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Wow!
Hips swaying to the beat. Lips smacking honey sweet. Magnolias in the street. Dust under Tanya's feet.
Bird was a very sensitive, intelligent man, a very dedicated musician, human being, with a fantastic talent, creativeness, and he's left his imprint on music for centuries to come. He had a very rough. He did make his point, and like I said, his musical imprint was felt then and felt now, and will be felt. Forever, as far as I can see.
I think musically he influenced everyone. You know, everyone has anything to do with music. It's hard for me to say exactly how he influenced me, but so far as the music we were playing, he was like the epitome, you know. Of course, the other people too, you know, Diz and Bud and Monk, they're all in more or less the same category, but I don't know, something about Bird that had that, that magic, you know. And it was quite something special. And fortunately, I worked with him a few times, and he had some kind of phenomenal memory or recall, because I never heard him stumble on any tune. He knew all the tunes, all the new tunes, all the show tunes, everything. Anything that's going to be played, he could play it, you know, and well, and fantastic, you know. And the same thing, like, with in the big bands, you know, playing parts and so forth, you know. He was one of those kind of people, you know, play it two or three times and throw the music away, you know. He's got it. It's, I don't know, what else can you say about somebody like that? Bird and Diz were doing, I don't know if they were really doing it consciously, I can't really say, you know, about that, but I think so, because musically speaking, harmonically speaking, I would say that the chords were extended and altered, you know, the flat five, the flat ninth, and the 13th chords, and this thing, you know, whereas you can play changes on top of changes by perhaps playing the top of the chord of an extended chord first, and into the basic chord, and continuing in this vein. You know, I think this was the big difference. It made the big difference in the sound and the color. You know, of the music. We had learned from the older cats, so. And what they had already showed us, we could take from that and build on it, you know. So it wasn't that much of a problem, because I think every generation is moving, is progressing, and they want to do something other than what has already been done, you know.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this was a set of three on Dexter Gordon in his own words on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Tanya Jean, a Dexter Gordon solo on a Donald Byrd composition called Tanya, sung by Kurt Elling on vocal, Lawrence Hobgood on piano and synthesizer, Eric Hochberg on bass, and Paul Wertico on drums. It's a 1996 recording, and then Dexter talked about Charlie Parker and the founding fathers of bebop. And then finally we heard Our Love Is Here to Stay with Dexter on tenor and Bud Powell, one of the founders of bebop, on piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. And this is a 1963 recording. We have a station break to take the show out tonight, and we're going to hear Society Red, recorded in 1962, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Dexter Gordon on tenor, Horace Parlan piano, George Tucker bass, and Al Harewood on drums on Jazz Unlimited. Please stay tuned. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we close Dexter Gordon in his own words with Society Red, recorded in 1962, with Dexter Gordon on tenor, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Horace Parlin piano, George Tucker bass, and Al Harewood on drums. We've got an interesting show for the next 2 weeks, actually. It's called Broadway After 1949. And so we're going to play music of Broadway that crept into the jazz lexicon after 1949. And we will hear such things as something from Phantom of the Opera. So have a good week, and we'll see you from 9 to midnight.